Leading the news this morning, a series of grim warnings about the global economy have caused more sharp falls on world markets overnight. Shares in New York, Europe and Asia have all suffered heavy losses. European markets were down around 5%. Wall Street closed around 3.5% weaker. The Australian dollar has also slipped even further overnight. It's now buying around 97 US cents. The man accused of Sydney's neck bomb hoax is flying to Los Angeles on his way back to Australia. Paul Peters will be met in LA by two New South Wales police officers who will escort him back to Sydney. He's due to arrive in Australia tomorrow. The Health Services Union has set up an independent review of its credit card policy and other financial practices. It'll be headed by the president of the New South Wales Bar Association, Bernie Coles QC. The union's national president, Michael Williamson, is taking a leave of absence during the inquiry. He's denied he misused union funds. America's most senior military officer has accused Pakistan's spy agency of supporting a militant group responsible for last week's attack on the US embassy in Kabul. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, has told Congress the militant Haqqani group is virtually an arm of Pakistan's intelligence agency. Pakistani officials are denying any links. And Greece has been crippled by a 24-hour transport strike over the government's tough austerity measures.